So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa taught by Rabbi Babachana before Rav. If the two sheep brought on Shavuos were shechted for the sake of rams, the kabbanas are kosher, but the obligation of Kivsi Atzeres is not fulfilled because the shechita was done shaloi l'shmai. Rav responded in disagreement and said, Alu v'alu, the obligation of Kivsi Atzeres was certainly fulfilled. V'chizda explains that Rav only disagreed in the case of Bekasavir Eilim Meshachtan L'shum Kvasim. The shechid thought that they were rams, but he shechted them for Kivsi Atzeres. In this case, Rav holds Alu l'bailim l'shum chayva because Shari Kvasim l'shum Kvasim nishchatu. The shechid was ultimately done l'shmai. However, in the case of Kesavir Eilim, Meshachtan L'shem Eilim, if the Shechid thought that they were rams, and he shechted them for rams, in this case, Rav agrees that Loi Olu L'Bam L'shem Cheva, because Akir Betoy is Havi Akira. Even though the Akira, uprooting the designation of Kivset Seres for Eilim, was based on a mistake, the Machsheb Shaloi L'shmai is nevertheless effective. While Rav disagrees and holds that Rav disagreed, even in the case of Kesavir Eilim, Meshachtan L'shem Eilim, Olu L'Bam L'shem Cheva. Because he holds Akira Betoy is Lavi Akira. Since the Akira is based on a mistake, the Machsheva Shalei L'Shmai is not effective. The Gemara seeks to bring proof that Akira Betoy is Havi Akira from the following Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. HaKahanim Shepoglu B'Mikdosh. If a Kohen had a Machsheva's Pigel to eat a carbon after its designated time, the carbon becomes Pigel. And Mezin Chayavin. If he did this intentionally, the Kohen must reimburse the owner. The Mishnah implies, however, HaShegigin Paturin. If he did this inadvertently, he's not liable. B'tani Allah Pigulin Pigel. Nevertheless, the Braisa rules that the carbon becomes pigul even b'shegig. The Gemara initially assumes that b'shegig is a case of dikasav shlam hu v'kumachashav ba l'shum shlam. The kohen mistook a chatas that is eaten for one day for a shlam that is eaten for 2 days, and even so the carbon becomes pigul, apparently because akir b'toyis have akira. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps b'shegig is a case of diyad d'chatasi v'kumachashav ba l'shum shlamim uba'aymim mutter. The Kohen knew that this was a chatas, and he had intentions to eat the chatas for 2 days because he thought that this machshava is permitted. Zakta Mishnah, Hatamidin Eima Akvin as Musaf and Vlaya Musafim Akvin as Hatamidin. The Kabbanas of Tamid and Musaf are not mandatory to each other. The Tamid can be brought without the Musaf, and the Musaf can be brought without the Tamid. And the order is not mandatory. The Tamid can be brought before the Musaf, and the Musaf can be brought before the Tamid. And the Mishnah continues, Vlaya Musafim Akvin says that. The various karbanas included in the musaf are not mandatory to each other, and one karban can be brought without the others. The Gemara proceeds with the following question. Tzibur she'en lam tamidin u'musaf and ezim and kaidim. If the tzibur did not have enough animals for both the tamid and musaf, which karban takes precedence? The Gemara explains, there is no question in the case of tamidin d'yayme u'musaf and d'yayme, pshita tamidin adifi. If both the tamid and musaf were for the current day of Yom Tov, the tamid certainly takes precedence because the havalu tadir mekudesh. The tamid has two qualities. The tamid is more frequent and is needed for today, Yom Tov, a holy day. While the musaf only has one quality that is needed for today, Yom Tov, a holy day, but it is less frequent. The question is only in the case of tamidin d'lamach or musaf and do'idna. The tamid for the following day of Chol and the musaf for the current day of Yom Tov. Perhaps tamidin adif ishikin tadir. The tamid takes precedence because it's more frequent. Or perhaps Masafan Adifi de Havalu Mekudesh. The Musaf takes precedence because it is needed for today, Yom Tov, a holy day. The Gemara seeks to resolve this question from our Mishnah's halacha. Hatmidin in ma'akvin es masafin, v'la masafin ma'akvin es hatmidin. The Gemara initially assumes that this is a case of delesle. They do not have enough animals for both karbanas, and tamidin de lamachur masafin de idna. The Tamid was for Chayil, and the Musaf was for Yom Tov, and the issue is which karban takes precedence. And since the Mishnah rules Eima Akvin Zeh Zeh, Alma Kiyad Dodin, and either carbon can be brought because both carbonas are equal. The Gemara explains that it's not necessarily so. Perhaps the Mishnah is a case of the Islahu Bilikadim. They do have enough animal for all carbonas. And the issue is which carbon is brought first. And the Mishnah rules Eima Akvin Zeh Zeh, either carbon can be brought first. And although there is a halacha of Shleihei Dabur Kaidim Mutamit Shoshachar, the Tamid must be the first carbon of the day, Mitzvah Bamahu. This is merely a mitzvah, but it's not mandatory. The Gemara then seeks to resolve this question from a Mishnah Masechtas Arachim. Ein peiches in mishishot loim hamavukarim balishkas atloim kedei l'shabbos u'lishnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. In the chamber of sheep, there must always be a minimum of 6 sheep that are pre-checked that have no blemish, because this amount would be required for 3 days when Shabbos and 2 days Rosh Hashanah follow consecutively. The Gemara initially assumes that the Mishnah is a case of delesle v'shmamenot tamid madifi. They only have 6 animals, enough for the Tamid, but not the Musaf, and the Mishnah has approved that the Tamid of the second and third day come before the Musaf of the first day. However, the Gemara answers that perhaps the Mishnah is a case of the Islay to Midnu Musafim. They do have enough animals for all the 22 karbanas of the Talmud and Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah comes to teach the following halacha ben Bagbag. Minayin le Talmud shaton bikur dal yom kodem shchita. The karban tabid must be checked for a mum from 4 days before its shchita because there is a gzeres shava of the word tishmru. The pasuk of Talmud states, tishmru lahakav li b'mayadli. And the pasuk of Pesach Mitzrayim states, v'hoi lechem le mishmeres ar dar ba asr yom. Just as the Pesach Mitzrayim was selected on Yud Nisan, 4 days before the Shechita on Erev Pesach, Yud Dal Nisan, so too the Karban Tumah must be checked for a mum 4 days before Shechita. Therefore, in Peiches in Meshisha Tloim Hamavukar Melishkas Atloim Dal Yom Kaid Meshechita, in the Lishkas Atloim there must always be 6 pre-checked sheep for the Karban Tumah, so that the third pair of sheep are brought on the 4th day from when they were checked. And to this, the Mishnah gives a simon of kedei l'Shabbos v'l'shneyim tayim shel Rosh Hashanah. 6 sheep is the amount required for the Talmud when Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah follow each other.